Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Doubleheader, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Rob Adams. We're coming to you live from Martyr Family Arena in Fairfield at Sacred Heart University, this fantastic facility that is only little over, 2 years old, opened in 2023. So, yeah, just a hair over 2 years old and just a fantastic place. This will be the home of the FCAC Championship for boys ice hockey in just a couple of weeks. And tonight it will be the home of Greenwich and Fairfield Co-op in boys ice hockey in a little over an hour. So we will have that game for you here on WGCH. And there are other things going on today. There's girls ice hockey that I think is already completed down at Hamel Rink. That was the game against Simsbury that we were going to cover, and the weather, they had one of those decisions where they felt the weather was bad enough. They decided to change the start time, and it just did, you know. And then the game wound up not happening. Something happened with the rink, so there were all kinds of reasons. But in any event, that game, I guess, happened today, and it also turned out to be senior day for the Greenwich Lady Cardinals ice hockey team. We will have basketball, and we'll have senior night on Wednesday, that game at 7. If we can, we'll bring you the ceremony of senior night. That is not always possible because, you know, they start those ceremonies early, but if Sean Adams and I can make it happen Wednesday night, we will do so. And then, of course, our quality of microphone and quality of internet connection, which is being said to make Sean laugh, is certainly plays into that as well. So we'll deal with that on Wednesday. And then there's Saturday. Now, we had a game lined up for Saturday, and I can assure you we're going to do a game Saturday. Here's the thing. The FCAC basketball playoffs begin Saturday in both boys and girls. Both teams, as far as I know, are going to be in the mix. Definitely the girls, because at last check, what were they? You know, they were like 150-1 or something like that. They've just had an amazing season. They have the one loss on a tip-in at the buzzer against Ridgefield, but they have been remarkable. And I look forward to following both those teams. Ridgefield has a loss. Greenwich has a loss. So Greenwich is actually back to being tied for the girls basketball one seed with Ridgefield and Fairfield Ward. Now, here's the sad part of all this, and this is why we have not quite been able to split ourselves into multiple atoms, if you will. Ha, see the joke there. Ridgefield or Greenwich and Ward play tonight, right down the road from where I'm sitting at Fairfield Ward High School. And there's more to say there than I'm going to say, so I'll just let that go. I don't know if we would have been allowed to go in and broadcast that game, which is a very concerning thing to say, but I'm hoping once wiser heads prevail and people understand, that'll resolve itself, so we'll deal with that. But regardless, you know, we've tried to be very fair to who we're covering. We've covered the girls' team, and we'll cover them again. We'll cover them in the playoffs. We have covered boys hockey once, we have covered girls hockey once, and I don't know if we're going to get another one in with them, but it's really, this winter schedule has been about being fair to everyone. And here's what it comes down to. In a perfect world, next year, if we do this with a full schedule and not, frankly, half-ass it and start it late, we will be more judicious, and then by this point in the year, we can select the better game to do. And there's no doubt, 2-12-1 FCAC teams playing tonight at Fairfield Ward. No, that's a great game. That's a great game and two great programs. And Greenwich can lock up the number one seed in a lot of ways with a win. Maybe. There's more involved than that. Keeping in mind, Ridgefield does have a tiebreaker. But Greenwich, Ridgefield, and Ward are all locked into the FCAC girls basketball playoffs without a doubt, beginning Saturday, and there are games scattered all day in girls basketball, as there will be in boys basketball. Staples is the 4 seed, but not locked in. St. Joe's is number 5. Ludlow and Trumbull are tied for 6th, and Stamford is 8th. If it stays the way it is right now, those are your eight teams. You got Stanford at 8-5. You got New Canaan at 7-6. They could cause a little havoc. I don't know that Danbury can do enough this week to get in, but that's, you know, that's without me being able to do a deeper dive and understand what's what with all the playoff possibilities. On the boys' side, Greenwich is not locked into a playoff spot yet, but they're in very good shape at 8-5, coming off a win on Friday night against West Hill, a game you heard right here on WGCH. Ridgefield's the one seed. They're 13-0. Staples at 11-2, Ward at 10-3, Ludlow at 10-3, and then New Canaan, the Cardinals, Stamford, and Trumbull right now at the 8 seed with the tiebreaker over Wilton and McMahon. And Wilton with a loss at number 9, and McMahon is 10th. So those are the basketball seedings at the moment. And we'll likely dive more into the hockey and come back to the basketball when we get into the intermission breaks during our hockey coverage coming up at 5:15 this afternoon. There is other things to talk about in sports, including an NBA All-Star weekend that did not go well. I just don't think it went well in any way. I really don't. You're relying on, a G League player to come out and win the slam dunk competition? Is that what we're rooting for these days? Mac McClung won his third straight, and he's entertaining, and you know you can't fault him. You can't fault him at all. Yeah, he's an entertaining player, no question. But what does he have in the NBA? A cup of coffee, if that? You know, he basically gets plucked out of the to come up to participate in the NBA slam dunk competition, which has become a farce. And again, that's not a knock on him. He's entertaining. He jumped over a car for a dunk. That's all fun, all good. But is this what we want? You know, for those of us who remember Spud Webb or anomalies like Kenny Skywalker or, you know, players like that, and of course, the absolute straight-up legend, which is Michael Jordan levitating in Chicago Stadium, tongue extended, that's the slam dunk competition. The slam dunk competition is, you know, Dominique Wilkins. I hate playing that get off my lawn card, which is not what I'm trying to do. But it is trying to say to you that something is very wrong and kind of broke. And that's not a good thing. The game itself, I had no interest. That's what All-Star games have become. They've become about a skills competition, and the game itself is a snooze. Look at what the NFL has done. They've turned it into what? A two-day festival where the game itself is a flag football game? Really? Skills competition and then a flag football game with the Manning brothers as coaches. Okay. Gone are the days of the drama of seeing Magic play. And remember, that was dramatic. Magic playing in the All-Star game after announcing he was HIV positive. Which, if you lived through that time, you know what an extremely emotional time and event that was. There were players at that time who wouldn't play with Magic. Remember how Karl Malone was acting at that time? When we were so uneducated about HIV. And I'm not trying to turn this into some kind of political or social thing, but it was a big deal. And Magic goes on and plays. The scores were ridiculous. They were, you know, 186 to 175 or whatever it was. But there was at least some jazz to it. Now it's like we're drafting teams and we're playing pickup games, and you got people mocking it or just, you know, and I don't know what the ratings were. I don't know what the NBA All-Star Game ratings were. I'm guessing they weren't great. I'll tell you this. I was watching the Saturday Night Live thing last night. I'll tell you, I will say that. I mean, you know, who am I gonna spend my Sunday night with? LeBron no-showing or Paul McCartney? You tell me. Yeah, LeBron. I mean, is that, come on. I don't have anything actively against LeBron James. I really don't. He's not Jordan. I don't care what anybody says. He's not Jordan. Jordan is the legitimate GOAT. Wilt. Or Bill Russell. Or Oscar Robertson. You know, a lot of other players. LeBron guy, I'm sorry, he's not that guy to me. Never has been. Never been impressed. Great player. I mean, I should say never been impressed. Great player. There are, to me, problems, and always have been. And he's not Jordan. Those who judge things don't understand, and I'm not turning this into a Jordan LeBron thing, but just quickly, those who judge those things don't understand everything that goes into an all-time great player. That's why nobody gets Jeter. Or those who do get it get mocked for it. It's crazy. We have to take a break, so I get to stop talking for a moment. We'll come back. We'll continue. For some reason, my text messages are not getting through. I think I texted Sean, who's sitting at the controls right now. Although I think it eventually got through. All right, fine, whatever. We'll continue. Doubleheader, it's a Monday, 419. We're back after this. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Tonight will be clear around 13 above with wind chills in the single digits, then sunshine for tomorrow in the mid-20s. Wind chills also in the single digits, then partly cloudy for tomorrow night around 12 above. Again, wind chills will be in the single digits overnight, then increasing clouds for Wednesday in the upper 20s. Will be mostly cloudy for Thursday, with snow likely in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Back at Sacred Heart, watching a girls' ice hockey practice on the ice here before the hockey game at 5:15, which, if it worked the way it worked last week, I was in the same arena last week for Brunswick and Cushing Academy, and that game got a late start by like 9 minutes due to a Sacred Heart girls' practice before this one. Sacred Heart ladies, women's ice hockey. By the way, quick side note, but I'm not afraid to touch on news. Looks like a plane has gone down, a crash landing at Toronto Pearson Airport. Plane out of Minnesota, a Delta Airlines plane, and it is upside down. Now, there has been a report of, I believe, and let me make sure I've got my facts straight here, there's only been a few injuries reported, and details still coming in. So I don't want to give anything more than that. There is video of people getting off and getting off the plane perfectly fine. So let's hope everybody's okay there. But crazy times, crazy times. Don't rush to judgment on this stuff, though. And I still think airplane travel is very safe, but who am I to say? Back to the weekend and back to the NBA All-Star game. It received a ton of criticism. Draymond Green was just off the charts blasting the format all weekend during TNT's broadcast. I mean, you're talking about games that were divvied up between, you know, Team Chuck and Team Kenny, things like that. Yeah. Kenny Smith said, I think they're going to change the format back, and probably should. You had apparently a ton of Kevin Hart. And look, can we just say a little bit of him goes a long way? You know, he does the commercials, kind of funny. Movie here, movie there, kind of funny. You know, stuff like that, but can we be careful? Yeah, I think we probably can be careful, probably should be careful. And one other thing to keep in mind. The TV networks get a say in this. And next year, the NBA is in part back on NBC. They still have not apparently resolved the issue with Roundball Rock and John Tesh to get the right music playing, but who am I to say? You know, don't worry. Noah Eagle will make everything right. Oh, St. Noah. 4:23 here on Doubleheader. No, I stuck with a very uneven Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary, and I did watch the music, the concert, which was last week at Radio City. Some very good performances, and some performances that their Johnny Cash tribute had me, well, just had me. Didn't have me for the right reasons, and I didn't even bother with the Backstreet Boys, but that's a me thing. That's a me thing. Brandi Carlile, on the other hand, that girl is a rock. She is a superstar. She and Bonnie Raitt was fantastic. Anyway, as for Saturday Night Live, last night, I mean, you know, uneven, best way to put it. But again, McCartney was McCartney, and Adam Sandler was pretty good as well. I'll throw that out there. All right, elsewhere. Baseball players are now all in. Practice is beginning, and we are dangerously close to actually playing baseball. Like, I have not gone into my MLB research tool in months, which is, you know, the thing that you get access to if you work in the right world, and I've been fortunate to be a part of that world, especially in the work with the Renegades. So, you know, I've got the whole login and everything. So I haven't logged in a while. Let me see if there's anything new to report there. Why do I need to save? Why is my password not saved? All right, whatever. Let's see. See if I can give you a schedule of games coming up. But we're very close. I'll say that. We're very close. All right. Not here. Well, let's see. Thursday, 3:05 Eastern, Cubs-Dodgers. I like it. And then 21st, Friday, 1:05 p.m., the Tampa Bay Rays and the defending American League champion, the New York Yankees. At the Stein, at Steinbrenner Field. Red Sox play. I think they're playing Northeastern University, you know, which they do that. That's kind of cool when they do stuff like that. Dodgers and Cubs again. Texas, Kansas State. My point is, baseball is basically here in a couple of days. And to that end, we already see injuries. And it's enough to drive you out of your skull. I'll start with the Yankees. Because Giancarlo Stanton has what is apparently tennis elbow in both elbows. It puts opening day in question. Doesn't mean he's out. And look, I'm not going to compare me to Giancarlo Stanton, the dude who's going to, you know, who honestly could wind up in the Hall of Fame. Honestly could. I'm not saying he will. Could. You know, as home run hitters go, he's rather, you know, rather remarkable. I've had tennis elbow, believe it or not, and it hurts. Now, I don't have it to his extent, you know, so I'm not comparing. All I can say is I can understand to an extent what that's like. It's brutal. It's just painful. And it takes a little time. I remember having to get these. This is 30-plus years ago when I was playing softball. I had to get these weights and just kind of flex my elbow constantly until more or less things calmed down. But, you know, Big G has a lengthy history of injuries. And so here we go again with him. And that's bad enough. That's bad enough. And when you're looking at Stanton, you know, again, you're looking at a guy you want in the middle of your order to be your bopper. With Judge, of course. You want him to be part of the equation. And, you know, Stanton, again, remarkable home run hitting, 429 career home runs, coming off a year of 27 home runs and 72 runs batted in. This is a guy who once hit 59 home runs back in 2017. In his Yankee career, he's hit 38. We'll ignore the COVID year. He was banged up in 19, only played 18 games in 19. 23 games in COVID year, then 35, 31, 24, and 27. That's pretty good. 162 home runs in 7 years as a New York Yankee. Not bad. But not good because the injuries have been a problem. And they're a problem again. But dare ye think there aren't more teams in baseball than just the New York Yankees? Dare I say, I don't want to say I told you so, but man, Frankie Montas, who the Mets signed, has a high-grade lat stain, and he's gone for 6 to 8 weeks. And when I'm sitting here in the arena getting ready for this show, and I just look up and I read that and I go, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Who couldn't see that coming? Except for the head-in-the-sand Met fans. It was obvious. But you're going to rely on Clay Holmes as one of your starters. Okay. I'm going to take a break. I'm not going to let these people ruin baseball for me. We'll take a break. We're back in a moment. Hockey coming up from here at the arena at Sacred Heart. We're back after this. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Tonight will be clear around 13 above with wind chills in the single digits, then sunshine for tomorrow in the mid-20s. Wind chills also in the single digits, then partly cloudy for tomorrow night around 12 above. Again, wind chills will be in the single digits overnight, then increasing clouds for Wednesday in the upper 20s. Will be mostly cloudy for Thursday with snow likely in the afternoon. With windy conditions present for most of today, trees around your home or business can cause massive damage in bad weather, call Ed and his crew. They'll take down any tree before Mother Nature, 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people off our streets now.
It's not that simple.
They're human beings. Where are they meant to go?
Homelessness could happen to anyone.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Their story is our story.
You never know in life why things work out the way they do.
Never give up.
No Address, starring William Baldwin, Ashanti, and Ty Pennington. In theaters February 28th. Get your tickets at noaddressmovie.com.
How would you define your relationship with sleep? Are there challenges, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Here's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. So how do you get to your dream state? Three words. Beans Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. This product will single-handedly change the way you sleep for the better. Text BEAN to 717-767. That's BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. Other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess, but Dream is an all-natural blend of ingredients like magnesium and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And for a limited time, you can get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Text Beam to 717-767 for up to 40% off. That's BEAM to 717-767.
Hey, this is WGCH's Gideon Fountain. I have a real estate show every Wednesday at 10 a.m. It's called Your Greenwich House. I will tell you what is selling and why. I will tell you what isn't selling and why. And I'll identify the players, the fellow agents or competitors, and tell you how they're doing. Along with all that, I'll also bring up other topics and items that happen to be bugging me that day. So the end result is it's a good show. You should listen Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m. See you then.
On 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Back with you on Doubleheader from the, wonder if they call it the MFA, Martyr Family Arena. And, you know, kind of is. That's what it's, you know, it's what the initials are. I gush about this place every time. It is just outstanding. I always joke it still has that new hockey arena smell to it. But Doubleheader from here, we'll be live with Greenwich and Fairfield Ice Hockey at 5:15. We'll have the pregame activities right after the news, right around 5:06 or so. You know, we'll live inspired in a different way today. But I'm watching the girls down on the ice are doing a little hockey practice. So good to see that. Hockey had a good weekend. Hockey had a very good weekend. The Four Nations face-off has been an incredible experience. Incredible. Canada, Finland, Sweden, and the U.S. And look, right now, it's the U.S. is to go win. That doesn't mean they're going to win it, but they have moved on to Boston after a blistering couple of nights in Montreal. And on to Boston they go. They've already had one game today with Finland and Canada. But it's the Canucks. The Canadians get a 4-3 win, and you got a championship coming up on Thursday night that will be U.S.-Canada all over again. After the U.S. and Canada played on Friday night, man, that was fun. In the end, it was too much U.S., too much Tkachuk, but it was a fun night of hockey. And the Americans played extremely well. Now, people want to be outraged that the start of Friday night's game began with two fights right off the bat in 9 seconds. If you've watched enough hockey in your lifetime, then you know how this goes. You know this stuff happens. And consider the political factors, which I would normally run from and I would normally get annoyed about. But let me just highlight that once before, there was an international tournament, shall we say, with political undertones, and that had a pretty, that was a pretty incredible moment. I'm talking, of course, about the 1980 Olympics, which had all kinds of Cold War stuff, the hostages and all that stuff hanging all over it in 1980 up at Lake Placid, and you know what happened. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. U.S. got crushed by Canada 10-3 at the Garden in a friendly just before the Olympics. And then they meet again up in Lake Placid in February, and the United States wins 4-3. In one of the great contests you'll ever watch with all things considered. Absolutely all things considered. So it's been a fun tournament, and when you factor in the anger that Canadians are feeling toward the United States, and specifically toward President Trump. Let's be honest. Again, I try not to go down the political road very often on this show, but it does play a factor. You know, with President Trump basically trying to make Canada the 51st state, which, you know, is what it is. Let's not do that. But you get, and I keep saying Friday night, it was Saturday night, excuse me, Saturday night. The days are all very mixed together to me right now. That's after I got home from calling Brunswick on Saturday. But Finland beat Sweden 4-3 on Saturday after the U.S. had blitzed Finland 6-1 on Thursday night, and Canada beat Sweden 4-3 in that Wednesday overtime classic. And then Saturday night, out comes the U.S., and again, ding, 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 seconds into the game. 3-1 United States final score when it was all over, but just the fights alone. And I'm sure some of that had to do with why are people booing the anthem, and we know why they're doing it. It's, you know, it's political, but it's also, you know, why are the Canadians going to cheer for the American anthem even if they're being asked to? They're the rival. I get it. I don't love it, but I get it. And when Connor McDavid puts the Canadians up 1-0 in the first period, it's like, ooh, okay, going to be a long night. But then Jake Guentzel responded 5 minutes later and got a tie game. And then Dylan Larkin makes it 2-1. And then Guentzel again with the empty net. And that's what you love. Oh, you love all that. You love all of that stuff. Because you want a tight contest. You want 2-1. And that's what it was until 1841 when Guentzel hit it in. And that turned out the lights. But it was good, gut-wrenching, nail-biting, great hockey. With, you know, like, I think 21,000 at Bell Center. Something like that. They can fit a lot in there. But how cool. 3-1 final score, U.S. But yeah, there was some fighting, no question. The Tkachuk brothers said, it's game on. Okay, let's play the feud. You know, and there are people getting outraged. Oh, how can that happen? Fighting in hockey. Guys, it's 2025. They have done this in the sport for 125 years. More. You know, they've done this a long time. It's not that the Tkachuks are goons, but the Tkachuks also made it clear they did not like the Star-Spangled Banner being booed. So I wouldn't doubt that played a role. And a lot of that stuff gets not rehearsed. It's not rehearsed. But it's sort of a matter of players saying, players will go through the warm-ups on the ice and be like, we're going at the puck drop. We're going. See you there. And as soon as they drop the opening face-off, boom, away we go. And then they drop the puck for the second face-off. Boom, more. And by the way, I don't know where Sean McDonough has been, the ABC and ESPN broadcaster, who can call basically anything. He's been away for a while. Maybe there had been some health concerns. Don't know. He sounded strong on Saturday night, I'll say that. But, man, I guess the thing in this era, and this is what I've come to understand. I don't like it, but I've come to understand it. Viewers and listeners respond to histrionics. Love them or hate them, you respond to Gus Johnson. Now, I can't stand that style. And if you know me, you know. There's a subset that responds to the Ryan Ruccos of the world. Oh, why isn't he doing the Yankees? Because he's not that good. So, if there's a preference for, say, Bob Wischusen on ABC ESPN, who's very good, by the way. He's excellent. And does the Jets and does a lot of stuff. does college football. Talented guy. Another guy who can do a lot. He used to be an update anchor on WFAN years ago. That's how long he's been around. He's great. McDonough is a pro. This idea that he's boring or what, I mean, is watching the sport not enough? You know, you got to be a carnival clown also? And I realize that's the dichotomy of sports broadcasting in 2025. And sometimes you just have a dislike. You know, but McDonough has been a pro. Guy who was, 27 when he did the World Series in the early 90s? Taking over for Jack Buck on CBS. Got to do the two Toronto World Championships for the Blue Jays. Did a lot of Red Sox. Has done a lot of Red Sox. Can do college football. Can do hockey. Guy's a pro. Guy's another pro. Very few who can do all of that stuff. The great Dick Enberg could do... I never heard Enberg do hockey. Heard him do everything else. College basketball, NBA, NFL, college football, baseball. Could do it all. And Scully, of course. Let me not forget Vincent, who could do... Geez, golf, tennis, did basketball at Fordham. You never heard him on the professional level. There's no tape to my knowledge of Scully doing basketball. I never heard him do hockey. Obviously did the NFL for years. And, of course, nobody will ever touch his baseball work. So, I don't know. I sometimes I'm the outlier on this stuff. What can I tell you? Staying in baseball for a moment, because I wanted to highlight this. I guess, you know, the Red Sox met the media today. Alex Bregman, who's a pretty good third baseman, and you were thinking that maybe Bregman was going to the Red Sox to play third. The Yankees had decided it was not best to bring in Bregman to play third in the Bronx. Okay, so be it. I would have taken a flyer, but that's a big flyer to take because you're taking a chance at $40 million a year. But, well, the Red Sox have a third baseman. That's the problem. And it's Rafael Devers. And Devers said, third base is my position. It's what I play. I don't know what their plans are. We had a conversation. I made it clear on what my desires were. Whatever happens from here, I don't know. Does that mean he's unwilling to move? Well, he was asked if he'd be willing to become a DH, and Devers said no, and he didn't wait for his interpreter to relay the question, by the way. Look, A-Rod moved to third base as one of the all-time great shortstops because the Yankees had a guy. His name was Derek Jeter. And I saw no reason that Jeter ever had to move, even for A-Rod. And by the way, I think it worked okay. They did win a ring together. They probably should have won a couple of more. Woulda, coulda, shoulda in 04 at the very least, but, you know, the Red Sox were on a run for the ages, and I'm still in therapy. But Jeter didn't move. So I don't know that I can hate on Devers for him not moving. I know there are some people mocking him today, but I don't know that I can get on him for that. Speaking of moving positions, Mike Trout has moved. And again, talk about guys who need to stay healthy. Trout, who's only 33, by the way, is moving from center field to right field and says it'll help his body. And I would agree. He said he wants to be on the field, and for good reason. Look, Trout is going to go down as a great, but a great who could have been so much more because of injuries. He's such a likable dude, too, but we don't talk enough about him because he's not a big personality. Never has been. 378 career home runs, .299 career average. His OPS at .991, which is pretty great. One, two, three, four times over one for OPS. 17, 18, 19, and 21. To go along with three MVPs and a rookie of the year and all that other stuff. All the all-star appearances. One, two, three, four, five, six. So what's that? Nine times top five MVP voting? It's pretty great. Used to be a base stealer. Stole 49 bases back in 2012. But those numbers have dropped down, you know, a lot. Three times over 100 RBIs, that's it. Had one year that he had 97. And his high home runs, 45 in 2019. Unfortunately, they're not gaudy enough to make him like an inner circle all-time great, and that's, again, the injuries. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Especially if he gets, you know, stays healthy enough and gets up over 400 home runs, then I would say he's in the conversation. Let's see where he is similarity score-wise. Who's he compare to? Well, he compares to Dick Allen, Ralph Kiner, Larry Doby, and Hank Greenberg, all Hall of Famers. He also compares to Mookie, who will be a Hall of Famer, I think. He compares very well to Albert Bell and Bryce Harper. Harper will be a Hall of Famer, and I think Albert Bell probably should be in the conversation a lot more than we talk about. 136 home runs, career 281 hitter, has been great on the Phillies, was great with the Nationals, has a ring, has two MVPs. Yeah, I have no problem putting Harper in the Hall of Fame. So I would put Trout in. I think that's fair. Yeah, couple of great players for sure, but Trout's got to stay healthy. Bottom line, Trout has got to stay healthy. And over with the Yankees. I guess Aaron Judge spoke to the media. This came out, today. About a half hour ago. Who's the reporter here? It's ESPN. Judge wasn't surprised by Soto's decision, but disagrees with his former teammate about which team is in a better spot to compete. And good, he should feel that way. Soto took his talents across town, fine. Sign for the money, go get it, because that's why you went. Judge's quote, that's his opinion. He can say what he wants. I definitely disagree with him. He's going to be in a great spot. It's going to be great having him in the town. We're going to be battling back and forth for quite a few years. I wasn't too surprised by it. I think that's where he wanted to be. I think that's where it is best for him and his family. He got a pretty nice deal over there. I mean, you can't say no to that. But I'm happy for you addressing Soto. That's okay. Judge is 33, and he's going to get to work on trying to get back to the World Series, and he's got his demons he's going to have to deal with. And that's it's amazing, a guy who hits the way he hits and has won the MVPs and has done what he has done in his career, but he's got demons that he has to resolve, especially the postseason stuff. He's got to stay healthy, too, but he's got to get to the postseason and then have a monster postseason. And when he homered in Game 5, I thought, oh boy. I mean, the pieces were coming together in Game 5 and then they fell apart. That's how it works. That's absolutely how it works. 4:51 here on Doubleheader. Top 25 basketball. Auburn stays at number one, Florida number two, the Dukies are three, Alabama now at 21-4 off a loss, they go to four, Houston five, Tennessee six, Texas A&M, Iowa State, Texas Tech, and St. John's round out the top ten. The St. John's stuff has been great. And again, New York and basketball are better when St. John's is relevant. And they are. They are extremely relevant. I know they had a tough loss to Villanova, but they came back with a six-point win, 79-73, over Creighton. And that was at the Garden on Sunday, and it was rocking. 19,000 at the Garden, almost 20 at MSG. And that's what Pitino wanted. Rick Pitino wanted to create that Madison Square Garden atmosphere again for St. John's basketball. He's done it. But you got to keep winning. And you got to get into the, obviously you're going to get into the tournament at 22-4, 13-2 in the Big East. Go win the Big East, get a good seed in the tournament, and then make some noise. We're going to make some noise, but it's going to be, you know, playing some spots. And then we'll wrap this one up before we get ready for hockey coming up in about 20 minutes. We're back, 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Tonight will be clear around 13 above with wind chills in the single digits, then sunshine for tomorrow in the mid-20s. Wind chills also in the single digits, then partly cloudy for tomorrow night around 12 above. Again, wind chills will be in the single digits overnight, then increasing clouds for Wednesday in the upper 20s. Will be mostly cloudy for Thursday, with snow likely in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way. And by Finocchio Brothers, we knows our business. From the beach to the backcountry, education, recreation, or politics, Greenwich Matters every Thursday night at 6 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Our last couple of minutes together before hockey coming up at 5:15. Fairfield and Greenwich are honestly, a few fans hanging around, and I suppose that's a soapbox I'd like to climb on for the last couple of minutes here. I'm sitting in a jewel of an arena, a place that's going to host the FCAC Boys Hockey Championship, really should host the FCAC Girls Hockey Championship too, but that'll be down at Darien. I was here last week, like I said, for Cushing and Brunswick, and I mean, in a building that holds 3,600, there might have been 36 fans. Now, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but if there were 100, that'd be a lot. And I bring it up because as I'm sitting at Greenwich High School on Friday night for boys basketball between Greenwich and West Hill, I found myself kind of feeling the same thing. Get out and support the kids. I mean, if you're sitting at home listening, great. I'd rather see you sitting here in the arena with your phone and listen to it. Or do what people were doing on Friday at basketball, saying, how do I listen to it after the fact? And there's an archive. Of course there's an archive. There's an archive that isn't currently updated on WGCH.com, but it will get updated. And then there's, you know, there's a Robcasting archive, and so there are ways to get the games. But the bottom line is, these athletes deserve the support. There was a good turnout for Greenwich and West Haven in the state championship back in December. But I was disappointed in the crowd for the one before it that we also called, which was Darien New Canaan. And I'm used to Darien New Canaan filling Boyle Stadium to the tune of, 6,000 to 8,000. We should be filling these arenas for these kids. And look, I get it. People have lives. They're busy. Where you are today, I have no idea. There are people who work today because even though this is a national holiday and happy President's Day, a lot of businesses make it either an optional holiday or, it's kind of a floating holiday. I remember doing that stuff back in my corporate days. All right, we're going to work on President's Day. You can take a holiday whenever you want for President's Day. It gets made up somewhere else, that kind of thing. But we can do this better. And we should be doing this better. We should be seeing more people in this rink. I know what the records are in the game that we're about to do. Believe me, I know. That doesn't mean kids don't deserve the support. And I've got too many years of doing this to know that I'm always going to back the athletes and the coaches who support them and the families who support them. And so, as I sit here in a rink right now of 3,600 and I see five people sitting in red bleacher seat or red, full stadium seats, I figure we can do better than this. And the same goes for everything else. I hope there are people out at Greenwich High School shortly for basketball, because that's Greenwich and Ward playing boys basketball. And it's the boys' senior night, I believe. And there will be Greenwich and McMahon. Greenwich High having an epic girls basketball season Wednesday night. And that'll be here on WGCH. I hope my crowd mic is picking up plenty of noise, because the girls deserve it. The boys deserve it. Everyone deserves it. And that's the beauty of these small towns and these, places like Mike Hearn always telling me in Ohio how they've got more games to broadcast than he knows what to do with. We should have that same problem here with incredible crowds, civic events. All right, soapbox gets put away on that note. I'll see you in about 10 minutes. We'll do it all over again for a pregame show, and we'll dive in to Greenwich Fairfield boys ice hockey. Drop the puck at 5:15 right here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com. Thanks for listening to Doubleheader. I'm Rob Adams. And, of course, black is our cat's color. It's not a Mets color. Sean Adams in the studio. Talk to you after the news in just a little bit. For now, so long, everyone.